Ni hao, motherfuckers.
You fucking dick.
Jinx! You owe me a soda.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole.
We got the triple jinx yesterday.
Yeah. Sure.
Alright, what's mine?
Would you shut the fuck up?
Is this fourth grade?
Alright, I'm for real done. I just wanted to be a dick.
I'm for real done. Anyway. You dick.
Fuck you.
Alright, we have Jovial Spence. I am Marcus.
Yes,
I'm Luke.
I'm Steve.
And I am Nick, and we are back after last weekend. Last weekend, as you guys heard, we had a special bit going. Myself and three of my friends when we were up at New York Comic Con, which was phenomenally awesome. But now we are back. We are back in good old York as opposed to New York.
The first
and,
one.
And exactly. The OG York. The OG York.
Yep.
And, we are back with the crew. Everyone is here this week, which is awesome.
Yeah. We are back. Yeah.
So, you know what, though? Let's go back, though. Let's go back here. Because, fact of the matter is that we're recording on a Saturday. We can recount last night for everybody. But we weren't here last weekend. Well, you guys weren't here last weekend. What went on last weekend, guys? Like, what happened?
Let's see. Friday, my friend, JP, had tickets to Panic at the Park.
Oh, right, and yeah.
Yeah, so she was just like, hey, dude, I got free tickets if you want to go. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Just explain for the folks what Panic at the Park is.
Panic at the Park is kind of like they're doing this little, kind of like a horror thing.
So like, they're like, you know, Panic at the Disco, but they take away the disco ball.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Sorry, I'm a douche.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, carry on.
Panic at the Park.
If you're a douche, who's turd sandwich?
Relevance.
Hmm. This is open for discussion later, but
all right. So it's kind of like they take the minor league ballpark and make it into a horror theme thing, and you walk through. And there's different attractions, and they had a sideshow, and yeah, that was awesome.
So your friend had free tickets for that, though.
Yeah,
like, let's
nice. It's like, yeah, exactly. Like, why not? Let's go blow this up.
Yeah, It wasn't that scary.
It was entertaining.
Around with fake chainsaws with that chain.
Yeah.
Where there's scary clowns just randomly standing around the area.
Seductively.
And again, seductively.
Part is actually you just drive through downtown New York and just the clowns are standing on the side of the road. Just staring.
You know what? That would be
you know
kind of
what's
horrifying.
Fucking happening. Yeah, that'd be scary.
it was pretty good. It was pretty fun. And then one of the funny things was on the like the flyers and everything has a disclaimer. It's like no kids should be taken that are under 12. And the lady in front of us, her kid couldn't have been more than 4 years old. Poor dude was having a fucking like shit attack. Like,
no,
yeah, like, you would see it on his face because you know I mean people are running out. It's like, oh, I'm gonna kill you.
It's like just seeing Satan essentially.
Yeah, like his eyes. Yeah. Were like as big saucers, as his fucking face. Like, they just took up his face. Like that's how big they were.
Oh,
you could see he's just like, I need the fuck out. Yeah, he's like, crying, and we're just like, dude, like, woo.
Like, hey, and parent of the year goes to not you.
Yeah,
literally everyone here before you. No,
even the people that don't have kids.
Right. Can you come here so we don't have to give parent of the year?
Yeah,
like, no.
So, that was Friday, and then I hung out with them again on Saturday, and it was kind of like, I was sitting there doing homework, shot them a text, because I was just like, yeah, we'll catch up tomorrow. So, we're just like, yeah, we're just going to, you know, hang out, drink some wine, watch some movies. I'm just like, I'm down. Got one of the big, like, big bottles of wine. I was like, fuck it, went in Rome.
Like, one of, like, the big jugs kind of thing?
Yeah, not necessarily the jugs, but the bigger bottles of
wine.
He's got a really big bottle of Merlot, and he's like...
I just always remember when I was a kid, like, my parents used to get, like, these big jugs. Like, probably, they had to have been, like, 2 gallon jugs of wine.
Dude, those are you talking about, like, they fill a styrofoam copup? In the liquor store and pour it in.
No,
they come out
to you
and drive you home.
No. Dick.
But so
Wino's at the Eucharist station.
Yeah. Fill up free with your tank of gas.
Oh wow. Wow.
But no, I had like the big bottle of wine. It was
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
because I was talking with my friend Emily down the line, and it was like a bunch of people that were hanging out there, but I was the only dude, and my friend was just like, so what were you doing? I was just like, I was hanging out, just chilling, you know, watching a movie, drinking some wine.
Chilling, you know.
Yeah, she's just like, and I was just like, yeah, they were trying to, like, throw on some chick flick or something, and I was just like, no, not feeling it.
I haven't had enough wine, come on now.
No, thank you. And then they decided on something scary, which I was like, all right, cool. And she's just like, well, it was a chick flick. You were in a room full of girls. And I was just like, so? She was just like, wait. Let me get this straight. Triggered!
Let me stand up for my male rights I'm being deprived of.
Have balls. Put down your walls. Anyway.
Hold it down.
She's like, so wait, let me get this straight. You were the only dude there. Yeah. It was all girls.
Yeah.
You were drinking wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were watching movies. I was like, sounds about right. She's like, dude, you fucking crashed girls' night. I was like, hey, man, you totally did, though. You totally
did. Or did they crash my movie night by myself?
In their dorm room.
Yeah.
I just snuck in.
Fucking weirdos.
But she was just like, you fucking crashed it. I was like, what do you mean? She was just like, it was all girls featuring Marcus. You crashed girls' night. I was like, when in fucking Rome?
Hey, you know what? If anyone's gonna crash my parties, Marcus is always welcome to
it. Thank you.
I remind you of that.
I just missed the parties that Marcus would get drunk at my house and be like, no, I'm done.
Nope. There's a few of those in the books.
So. A few of them here and there.
Yeah, I wish.
So, Ben, that was your Friday, right?
No, that was my Friday and Saturday.
Oh, that's your Friday. That's right, you said. Mm-hmm. So, what about. Staying
all weekend with crashing movie nights.
So what about you though, Luke? How was your last weekend?
Last weekend I was just trying to be a productive member of society.
Jokes, this guy's got jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
I fucking tried. Like,
you gave it the old college shot.
We had a surprise birthday party for my grandfather's 70th birthday on Saturday. He's like, you know, I could go out and Baltimore tonight. But I know I won't wake up in time to get there. If I do, so
I'm gonna be a mature, responsible citizen.
So then the actual surprise birthday party lasted about like just like maybe 2 hours. So somebody was like, alright, well,
guess what I'm gonna go do?
I was just trying to go hang out with my friend Sarah and fish in Baltimore. And they're like, oh, I'm so tired. Fuck. But we were hanging out in Baltimore for a little while, like maybe an hour till like 1 a.m. or so. And then it's like, you guys are lame. I had a rough week. I want to drink this whole bottle of rum. Fuck you guys. And I did. But I stayed up, so it's not as sad as you think. No, it is. Don't worry.
Yeah,
it really is. It really fucking is. No,
yeah. It's just like bottle of rum down. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's this.
Okay, so you can drink your bottle of wine, no problem, but I drink one bottle of rum. And it's
by yourself!
You're drinking the wine by yourself.
No, I was with them.
Well, I was with them for a little bit. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
May be the first one without sin, be the first to cast stones here, Marcus.
You should be a fucking... You should run for some sort of office, because your logic is impeccable. I would watch the fuck out of those.
How Trumpy do I sound? I'm on life. I'm just seeing how much I can get away with before someone calls me out. So,
like,
Trump logic down. I'm running for Trump logic.
Hashtag Trump logic.
As much as I hate this whole thing, that should be a thing. Like, hashtag Trump logic. Hashtag Trump logic.
It really should be. Let's make it something.
Yeah, well,
but
you had one bottle of wine and one bottle of rum. It's the same thing.
And half a bottle of wine, but if it was a smaller bottle, it probably would have been
okay, both bottles of alcohol, it doesn't
okay,
matter.
I know all about alcohol, okay?
You do!
You've been drinking nothing but alcohol, you don't know, like...
You don't know about alcohol.
You've never had alcohol. We're going to need to put you in a pen with a wall around your alcohol.
I know the best about alcohol.
You're going to stand there, we're going to put you back. It's like, what about your family? You're like, no, the family's going to go too. The whole Alaska's family's going to go back inside the alcohol wall. Marcus is like, what if I just want one bottle of wine? It's the whole wall.
The whole wall.
I'm gonna come outside of my house one day to see Luke with like
Just fucking like plywood, just trying to like make it like hung and over his butt.
And just stacking individual bottles of wine next to each other. He's like, fucking told you.
Giggling to himself. You're gonna, I got you now, motherfucker.
He's like, alright.
Like, dude, you realize there's a state store like 10 minutes that way. Yes. Nope, only bottles of wine.
Exactly.
You step over, you know, out of your backyard, like 10 hours later, you're like, how you doing, buddy? Made it one time around.
So how many times do you need? I need about 20.
I'm getting there. All right.
Can you go pick me some stuff up? Because you're going to pay for the water.
Wow! Wow!
Yes! Edgy.
Nice. Nice. That was good. That was good. So, Steve,
alrighty.
How was your weekend last weekend then?
That's great! Thank you, Steve, for that wonderful, wonderful explanation.
I mean, Steve went pumpkin picking. I know that because I came back to find pumpkins sitting outside the porch. What's that?
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Fine. All right, fine. No, it went pumpkin... to the pumpkin thing, and
to the pumpkin patch, Charlie Brown style.
The great
find
pumpkin.
The great pumpkin.
Hell yeah!
And then went to dinner over at Left Bank, and then I went.
Ooh, game.
Okay, I've always the Left Bank. I know it's like the very big upscale,
it
very
is
nice, and like it's really expensive. But is the food that good though?
Yeah.
Okay. And do they like give you good portions too?
I'd say it's pretty good.
Like,
but it's still expensive.
Right.
It's not like if it's not like Jackie B's.
Well, yeah. But like
trying to go, bro.
It's like you're not
getting eight burgers, a pizza, and a soda for $8.
Right. If you pay $50 for a filet mignon, that's just like
that's not 50. Well, yeah.
It could. Yeah. It very well could be.
It could be.
Yeah. And it better not fucking suck at least.
You I think their most expensive one was like $50, maybe.
Yeah.
That's not terrible for their most expensive one, though.
I mean, it's...
I mean, sometimes you go to some fancy restaurants, and it's like, side salad, $75.
Yeah, side salad, this...
We hadn't gone to Left Bank in a while, and then we went to go see Miss Peregrine's...
Like the Harry Potter / X-Men knockoff movie.
Yeah, I guess that's what that is. Whatever. It was okay.
Yeah, I heard it was not bad, though.
It was okay. It wasn't like, yeah, I can't wait for the second one.
It's like, I'll take it.
No, the main thing I took away from that was, like, the seat kicking. That kind of annoyed.
Oh, right, right. You should mention that. This is actually kind of interesting.
Well, it's not that interesting. So it was me and Maggie, and the guy was like, one guy was kicking my seat, so I turned around, I looked at him, and he, like, shuffled his legs back. I was like, alright, good. And then he starts...
fucking message.
Then the other guy, who has, like, these humongous legs, is, like, kicking Maggie's seat the entire time. So I turned around, and I said, do you mind not kicking our seats? And then immediately afterwards, I could just hear him going, what did he say to you? What did he say to you? I'm like fucking children.
They like just, they went like bro mode. Like, what'd you say, bro? Like, bro, he what he said to you, bro? Like,
so he told me not to kick his seat. Yeah, what, dude?
Exactly.
Then I carved pumpkins on Sunday. That was it.
I thought you were about to say, yeah, I carved pumpkins into their heads.
I made jack-o'-lanterns of their skulls.
I fucking Victor's ass.
Yep.
Just
so then I guess I'll jump onto it. You guys heard my weekend on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Heard that joke.
I heard that joke, exactly. He's like all about that joke. So let's go ahead and
who the fuck is John? Keep saying that.
You have to listen to the episode, then you'll understand.
I'm just dying, okay?
No one cares. Speaking of which though, let's fast forward. It is Saturday, as I said. Let's fast forward to last night. What happened with you, Marcus?
Didn't do a goddamn thing. I worked, came home, did some homework, went the fuck to bed. That was...
Woo! Crazy times!
Let me tell you about how fucking fun that was. It was more... I'm just like, got home, nobody's doing shit. Homework.
Actually, my phone beyond these guys, like my phone literally was not active. Like no one was hitting me up, and I was like, "That's weird for a Friday." But
yeah,
like, I mean, it is like it's fall break for.
Oh, that's college. Right. It is fall break for the college. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That explains it.
I was just kind of like,
I apologize, everyone. I'm going to fart.
Oh God!
I hope the mic picks it up. It better be fucking loud.
I ate in a destroyer today.
destroy the studio.
For those of you who do not know, there's a local place called Robberitos.
It's a pancake place.
We're all doing it, Steve.
And they make this glorious fucking burrito.
It's gigantic.
Called the Destroyer.
And it's like one of those secret menu type things where like if you go into the restaurant, the Destroyer is not on the menu. But if you ask for it, it's like you get...
Well, it's like that and the toddler.
The toddler is just like...
Don't touch the toddler.
Toddler is like if you want...
Toddler's like the size of my forearm.
If you want to feed a family of four for 2 days.
Yeah, you could actually cut that up and separate it into like...
mini burritos. Yes. Easily, yeah. Easily.
Or you could just fuck up your intestines with one giant dump.
Oh, no.
Which is what the Destroyer does.
Yeah,
if you doubt it.
How big is the Destroyer?
It's about that big.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like a good, let's say this is an audio, a good like 8 inches kind of thing. Like 4 inches round at least kind of thing. Like it's big.
It's thick.
Yeah.
It's like you need 2 hands to lift it.
Yes.
I tried recently was at Firehouse Subs.
That? Firehouse Subs is amazing.
I was at first when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, it's stupid.
It's kind of really, I think it's a little overpriced, but like it's one of those.
It is overpriced.
Yeah, it's pretty overpriced, but you at least get a ton of food. Like,
oh my God, their Italian sub is so good.
I actually have coupons for that, so
We should do that. Going coupons would be solid. Probably be like, I don't know what the coupons are, but just thinking.
Only thing I could say is do not get them to go, because I got one to go yesterday, and as soon as I got home, the bread was all soggy.
That's always the worst.
But it's huge, though.
But,
sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. I was just gonna say, just remind me, we can grab them, because I actually have like 4 or 5 coupons.
There you go.
Yeah, coupon it up. I wanted to try Mod Pizza.
I've never tried Mod Pizza yet.
Mod Pizza is the greatest.
I say there's that one that's off of Queen Street there, off Pauline Drive now.
Yeah, I heard there was like, one. Sorry, go ahead. No, you live here.
I
was being a dick all day. Come on.
Yeah, you're
fucking like that changes day. Anything.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be nice. I'm turning over a new leaf. Here's the leaf.
I'm sitting there watching Arrow. It's Bruce Wayne.
It's fucking Batman.
Oliver Queen is Bruce Wayne. Oliver Queen is Bruce Wayne.
It is.
But okay. There's this. I heard there's one where it's like.
No, I know.
It's like I think a medium or a large, you pay like $13, but you can get all the toppings that you possibly want.
Oh, dude, that's banging.
It's like.
I'm all about that, John.
Chipotle for pizza. And like, yeah.
Chipotle for pizza.
I know in Maryland it's like. For, I think it's like an 8-inch pizza or a 10-inch or something? Whatever it's.
Like a person it's would like, be like 8-inch pizza.
Right, so I think it was like $8.50 or something like that. And like you said, I want that topping, I want this cheese, I want this bacon, I want pepperoni. If you're vegan, fine, okay, weird, take all that off. But you can get whatever you want on there.
You hate yourself? I got you.
Yeah, it's fine, okay, but you know,
I mean, you do you.
Paying for it, not me. But it's
so can I have free-range soy on my pizza,
right.
Please?
Here's one leaf of lettuce. Goodbye.
But then they
here's
like,
dough with lettuce.
Right. And they prepare it in front of you, and then they put it, they throw it into a brick oven.
Just raw dough.
Right in front of you, too.
Yes.
And it's very... It's
wait,
very
is this
helpful.
Mod Pizza?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was talking over here.
You're talking about Bruce Wayne.
Well, okay, actually, going on that, though, let's jump over to it. Marcus, I'm sorry, but your Friday sucked.
Who the fuck? That's like saying, like, when you see a kid
honestly,
fall.
Honestly, I'm listening to
like,
his story, I kind of wish I would have went to bed.
Oh, no way, come
no,
on
I
now.
I know, but...
Luke, take it away, explain what we did last night.
Oh my gosh. So I had a long week, and Nick was like, yo, so why don't you just come over Friday night, you, me, and Steve can just hang out, chill, we'll drink, watch movies, whatever. So we did that.
We watched some terrible, B-rated horror movies. Mm-hmm.
They were good.
They were, yeah, but...
Hilarious.
They are B-movies, though.
They were hilarious.
They're great, but they're B-movies.
I highly recommend Bride of Reanimator.
I was definitely entertained.
Your mother ate my cat! Or my dog!
Your mother ate my dog!
Like, if Russell Crowe came in and said, "Are you not entertained?" I'd be like, "I'm good, bro. Like, it's fine."
Like, no, I'm entertained. Yeah,
I'm very entertained.
Oh my god, the puddings, the custard.
Oh god.
Oh, I love custard.
But, so what ended up happening, though, is myself, Steve, and Luke, we ended up chilling with a case of Yingling and a bottle of rum. Between the three of us, we...
Yo, ho, ho, motherfuckers.
We put down all of the rum and all but, like, three or four of the cans of Yingling.
And that was until, like, 2 p.m. today.
Yeah, Luke and I were rocking it pretty late today.
Yeah. I was like, I might lay down, and you're like,
yeah! Sorry. Sorry that I just keep going. I'm the Energizer Bunny. I just keep going and going and going.
God, where's your plug for your Satan bot body? Like, is it like pull out of your neck or something? Like,
there's no plug. It's all natural.
I gotta ask
son.
Alex. Like,
I told you, man, it's near the prostate.
Right?
Stop trying to get near my prostate, Marcus.
He plugs.
He runs on like
prostate.
Those old fuse bulbs that you like plug it in. Like, clink.
I run on plutonium like the DeLorean.
Yeah. At 8 miles per hour.
Exactly.
Having non-flashbacks.
I mean, if you're just sitting in one place and drinking 8 miles per hour, it'll take you for a long time.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong.
So speaking of time travel and otherworldly dimensions...
What?
Because, you know, that's a normal thing.
There's a segue here.
No, there was a joke that I was thinking about. So, you know how when everyone has a moment of climax and they orgasm, they make the dumbest faces ever?
No,
you do.
I've never had sex. I can't wait for marriage.
You're talking about my vinegar strokes when I poop?
God. God.
But we all know how the brain just like shuts off for like a split second.
Yeah.
I just have the theory that we just get flashes of what's going to happen in the future. But it's so intense that we forget them.
Right as you're coming kind of thing?
It's like, the aliens are going to invade! Oh, ah! Oh, that was great. Do you want to go get my pizza?
Oh, that was great. That was great. You want to go make me a PB&J? You know what? Never mind. I'm going to do it myself.
I'll make us PB&J. You sit right there.
Sweet Mary
and I gotta say, what was the segue, the sequitur towards this thought, Marcus?
The DeLorean.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, great Scott, Marty.
I didn't follow. But you're not wrong. You're not wrong in that.
No, not at all. That's my theory. That's
and you're sticking to it.
It is. That's why we have, like, lucid dreaming and fucking deja vu.
Have you guys ever had lucid dreams? It's actually very interesting.
I mean, I've never, like, physically tried, but I've had those times where it's like, oh, wait, I'm dreaming. I'm aware of it. But if you... The whole concept is...
No, like, I mean, first off, you know me. I don't sleep a whole lot to begin with. But when I have had in my times, like, I've had two lucid dreams in my life. And it's absolutely crazy.
You've had two dreams in your life. So
oh! Ouch!
Sorry,
carry on.
Grenade! Yeah, for real, not even lying.
Drop it in the foxhole!
Oh my god. Oh,
shit. Officer down.
Just shoot me down, I see how it
is.
Is
that Tim Robbins shitting in the woods?
Bang.
You guys haven't seen Jacob's Ladder, I'm gonna ruin the ending for you. He was dead the entire time.
So it was Bruce Willis before Bruce Willis.
Exactly.
In The Sixth Sense.
It was just sled from He Was a Child. There. I just saved you two long, bootless hours.
You're fucking welcome.
I love that joke. It's a sled. I just saved you two bootless hours.
If a Tim Robbins poops in the woods and no one's around to hear him, does it make a sound?
Is it a Vietnam flashback?
No, but if you have a fucking fever dream flashback, you were just at Murph's.
I'm good, thanks.
If you're taking a poop at Murph's, you better go to the clinic right
for
after.
For real. That's like one of those, like, I can't hold it and it's coming out now.
I wonder.
And even then, I might just poop my pants, honestly.
I mean, I wonder how mad they'd be if you just pooped in the sink.
I mean, it can't be.
Someone's gonna open that door and go, oh man. Just like, get a pull full eye.
It'd be so funny if the dude was just like, you know, reading a newspaper and someone walked in the eyes like, what are you doing here? Stop it!
Just have like somebody stand in front of like, yo man, it's like somebody's puking in there. It's nasty. Like, you don't wanna go in there.
And like, no, it's fine. I've seen worse. Like, I mean, oh, that's worse.
I remember the one time I did protect the bathroom while Teddy, John's one friend, was using the toilet. Like, I stood up and I was like, oh, it's full. And only Teddy was in there. I've done that. I've played that gambit.
Sometimes you just gotta poop, man. That was like this one time we were at the depot, and some girl is just like, she like pops her head in the dude's bathroom. She's like, is that stall open? And I'm just like, yeah, like nobody's in there. She's like, can I use it? I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If it was North Carolina, she would have been cuffs.
Oh, nice.
Is there a barista in here? Because this roast just got dark.
That was like, somebody was just like, the other day on their Twitter, it was my friend Brooke, and she was like, something like, coffee is good for the soul, and I, like, yeah, you saw that?
I remember, yes.
And then I shot her a text, and I was just like, well, then call me Dark Roast Girl, or just something stupid like that. I was like
God damn, man. Marcus, come on.
Like, I maced you once, don't you understand?
I get it by now.
We were watching Arrow, I mean, Bruce Wayne.
Oh, Batman!
It's called Arrow.
Batman Barrow. With arrows.
Barrow.
So anyways, we were watching. Okay. And he's talking to Felicity Spoke, and he's like, oh, they're too green. And she's like, oh, just like you. I looked at Luke, and I was like, that's funny. Because he's green. He's an arrow. Green arrow.
Why? That's the thing. It's just that now it's just him being stupid. Why are you just dressing all dark? Why are you standing out green? Just be Batman.
He's dark green. It's forest.
No, the thing I never
understood. Ivy green. Thank you.
No, Ivy green is bright.
The thing I never understood was in the 70s.
They had colors.
The thing I never understood was in the 70s for the comic books. They had his character with like a Dick Van Dyke like goatee and mustache style. Mm-hmm. But nobody ever knew that it was Oliver Queen. They never associated. I'm like, come on, how do you not associate those two? Okay.
So the worst is, have you guys watched the Supergirl animated series?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them.
Oh my, because it's literally like, you know, in the classic comics with Superman, the glasses are the
only difference, yeah.
And the only difference with Supergirl is where she works at her respective journalism place in National City, not Metropolis. She puts her hair up, and then
take off the glasses and put the hair down.
And then she's like, she does the whole rip the dress off. She's like, why can't there be boobs, though? Shit, I didn't wear anything underneath. Oh. And then
Moonlight's as a stripper.
Exactly.
Stripperella.
Okay.
There you go.
Got
yeah.
A little something Vampirella. Right now. I'm going to need a minute.
Oh, wow.
Emphasis okay. On little something.
Yeah.
Something little. Oh.
Man, we got two, three foxholes.
I've never.
Light them up.
Hey, it works functionally.
Hey, man.
It's like, I don't. Yeah.
Don't matter it's if you got a yacht or a dinghy.
It's about the motion of the ocean.
Exactly.
That Richard Linklater movie with, I can't remember what it's called.
Boy, that Nick cries.
No, the new one.
Shut up.
Oh. everybody wants some.
The one character in that, he actually goes up to women and goes, oh, it's average. My penis size is average. It's not like great, but like that's his whole shtick.
I mean, you know, be on Front Street kind of thing. Just be like, you know.
Dude.
Not try and talk it off. Just be like, look, I'm average.
It's not a bad shtick, but that's like see, here's the thing, right?
But,
if you go somewhere, like, let's say you went out for a meal, and somebody's just like, this is the greatest ever. Like, they had the best burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
oh my god, you need
to talk it up too much.
And you get there, and you're just like, it's
all right, like, it's not bad.
It's a good book.
Yeah, you definitely
Does he know this is Fun Records?
I've never been, sir. What hole do you live in? But if you're just like, you know, it's not a bad burger. It's all right. And then when you get that burger at 3 in the morning after 4 rum and cokes, you're just like, it's a pretty damn good burger. Same concept.
This is Burger King.
But I'm sorry. Who openly talks about their dick length like that?
Donald Trump, because it's locker room talk. Okay, it's locker room talk.
My hands are totally huge.
My hands, yeah. They're so huge, and they're so huge, just like my penis.
I can't even do him anymore. I can't even
You can't do him anymore? Yeah, that is rough. His tiny hands.
I'm sorry. I'm not a 10-year-old girl. Excuse me.
Oh, snap!
Oh, God. Oh, 1, 2, 3,
bang, 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 bang.
Yes!
Steve came ready for this episode, man.
He did.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck. Well, he can't grab you by the pussy. So.
Oh,
God.
That was tighter than an 8-year-old.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, jeez.
Woo!
Fucking drum fitted up right
it's
here.
Honestly.
It's like Donald Trump at this point could be discovered to be with. In cahoots with Jerry Sandusky in his child sex ring case, and supporters would be like, yeah, well, he's not killer, right?
Exactly, exactly. Well, I mean, the worst thing is that Trump basically predicted this earlier on in the year, like, I think it was in around, like, January or February. He said it at one point. He's like, I could literally walk down Wall Street with a gun shooting people, and my supporters would not unsupport me. They would keep being with me. And really, at this point, it's kind of like, he's not wrong.
I remember, I was reading, just puts around Reddit, per use, and somebody was just like, how the fuck did he make it this far? And somebody was just like, step one, money, step famous, step two, be famous, step three, ? Step four, profit. I don't know, nobody's ever taken the Kardashian formula this far. But it's, like, his whole shit was just true. Like... He was famous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he got so much media coverage in comparison to the others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I said that last time.
So he can pay for it.
No, he actually has made money off his campaign.
I'm right, I know, but I'm saying he could, though. If he,
yeah. But,
Yeah, make America great cats. That's all there is to it.
There we go. I did want to bring up this story. Marcus sent this to us earlier last week, I believe it was. This is kind of gruesome a little bit. Pizza Hut driver shot with stun gun, teen girls run away with pizza.
Wait, what?
That is the headline. A group of teenage girls used a stun gun on a Pizza Hut driver and ran away with the pizza early Friday morning.
Spring break forever!
It goes on to say the driver told Grayson police he was shot with the stun gun, dropped the pizza, and ran back to his car. The teens then grabbed the food and ran back to the apartment. I'm just like,
wow.
What?
So where you're running to?
That reminds me of
when officers arrived, they found 4 teens, 3 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old at an apartment along with the Pizza Hut boxes and a stun gun. The police said the teens made the pizza order but asked the driver to go to the apartment complex next to theirs. One of the teens used the stun gun. She was arrested for robbery and taken to juvenile services. Police are considering whether to charge the other 3 women.
Well, yeah, that'd be conspiracy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, really? Like, you guys can't afford just to buy the pizza? Like,
that just reminded me of the episode in Atlanta where he's riding with that pizza driver.
Oh, and the kid gets jacked for the pizza.
He has a little kid that rides around with him. He tends to bring the pizza to the door. The guy just takes the pizza from the little kid and never gives him the money.
He's just like, so he just got the pizza taken. He didn't do anything.
And he's like sitting there, like filming the kid getting jacked for the pizza.
all I gotta say is I genuinely feel bad for this Pizza Hut delivery guy. He's just like, I don't get paid enough for this. I just got stun gunned for pizza.
You know he's not gonna tip on that.
You know, you could go to the store and get frozen pizza for $2. You can't find $2?
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. Come on.
Well, DiGiorno's a little more expensive.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, but I love me some good DiGiorno.
I bet those girls are sitting there like, you know what, this is dumb. But there was one of them sitting there going like, yeah, it's dumb, but it's going to make great podcasting material. Yeah.
They're all passing around their bowl, just like, oh, I'm so fucking, oh, yeah.
Let's invite Marcus over and watch.
Let's invite Marcus over. He'll bring some wine and we'll watch some chick flicks.
Yeah.
Anyway. Marcus, we got pizza. Mm-hmm.
I honestly you can crash your girls anytime.
Call back.
We don't mind.
I'm in there. Fucking in there.
Yeah, you are.
I have no fucking qualms. Just like, oh shit, only dude.
Oh, all right.
Fucking. I'm in a good place.
Hey man, I'm representing all the dangly havers right now.
All I'm gonna say is you can be in far worse situations as the only dude.
Very fucking true. Just like walk in, it's like, hey, see, the old lady that like lives across the street. Like, hey, could you give me a ride somewhere, young man? Like, sure. Would you be willing to stay? You know, I'll pay you for it. Like, all right, cool. You like walk in. It's a fucking like 70s plus swingers party, and you're just like, oh! I just went over this shit. Like,
young man, I dropped my dentures. Can you bend over and pick them up?
Next thing you know, you black out and you wake up in your fucking basement.
You just see a fat man swinging.
Holy fuck!
I am pleased with this one. Like.
Has a grape.
Has a grape. Boop! Sounds like fucking hedonism, Bob. Ooh! This is most delightful! Like, I could be in far worse situations. I think I'll take girls night and wine, baby.
That's what I'm saying. There can be far worse situations to be the only guy in.
Yeah.
That one doesn't even go on like my top 10 list of bad situations to be in. And honestly, that would be a good situation to be in. I'd be like, all right. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, like, why the fuck not? I'm sitting there. It's comfy as hell. There's wine. There's a movie.
Getting a blowjob, like, what's wrong?
Sorry, I just added that for effect.
Luke's always trying to spice shit up. It's just
you want some popcorn?
I had to let it cool off for a little bit. So there's a vent on the bottom.
Wow.
All right. Luke, I can just see Luke just adding, like, random sexual acts to people's things. It's like, so, what'd you do? Well, I had to run out quick and go to the grocery store and grab some. And you banged in the frozen food aisle, didn't you?
Dude, that's cold. Why would you do that? Like,
perky nips.
Yeah, but you're cold.
Perky nips, no working dick.
But they have the pharmacy. You slide by, grab a chewable Viagra, snag a Gatorade.
Yeah, because those are just right on the counter.
It's fan fiction! Fuck you, Luke!
Don't you go putting us in your fan fiction, right. Marcus.
So,
and then
she was like, shh.
And then it turned out to be Oliver Queen.
She mean Batman.
She couldn't wait longer. She needed him now. It's like, but it's so cold here. No. Pharmacy. Just grab a chewable, you know. Slowly slipped by. Slapped it up. Slid into his pocket. Slowly. Made sure no one was watching.
I'm pretty sure Lucas has wrote this out.
They made eye contact. As he slowly popped in his mouth.
Why is he doing everything so slowly?
Baby, we're ready to go, but it's still cold as fuck.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Take more Viagra.
It's cold outside.
It's so cold, take four more. Yeah, it's
cold. My dick won't work, because baby, it's cold outside.
Rhetorical question, you ever have a fudgesicle?
Whoa!
I was having fun with my fan fiction, but you had to take it to a dark,
quote unquote dark, darkness. Okay, actually though, kind of going into darkness here, another story Marcus sent us. I wanted to bring this
Chronicles
one up.
Chronicles of Riddick.
I wanted to bring this one up because this one is kind of disturbing. 20-year-old woman auctions virginity online to pay for higher education. A Russian student
is auctioning off her virginity online to raise money to study abroad. Ariana 20 has put her virginity up for auction on an escort website with a starting bid of $170,000. Bidders also have the option to get two virgins at once if they make an offer on Ariana's best friend, reports the newspaper.
Yeah, of course, like, texting is like, yeah, auction off for virginities. Like, well, how can they?
They know you're lying.
How can they verify that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down. Yeah. Like,
so might as well try.
We have all these women that say they've slept with you.
Do they have evidence?
No. You see,
are there photographs?
Her whole thing, though, is she goes, according to Ariana, she'll rather lose her virginity to gain the best of education than lose it to someone who will later break her heart. Ariana says her parents don't know she intends to get the money, but that at the age of 20, she doesn't feel any need to hold on the virginity any longer with her education hanging in the balance.
Amen.
Did she also invite a Swedish man to come visit her? He's currently at an airport for 10
days. Oh, the pool!
Holy fuck.
God damn!
God dang it!
Downtown.
All right.
But, I mean, at the same time, we talk about it in, like, with the U.S. and everything, and, like, the crappy prices for higher education in the U.S. I'm just like,
awful.
How terrible is it that people are literally selling themselves, selling their virginity to make sure that they can get a good education?
Really age's oldest profession. I'm still drunk, guys. That's what I meant. Yes, world's oldest profession. Thank you for the
age, world,
age, world, old fuckers.
Old fuckers doing old things.
For money, sex.
I don't personally see a problem with it. Because
no, I don't. I really don't.
I mean, if she...
It's her body. She does what she wants with it.
No, I mean, she does her. Like, she can do what she wants, but at the same time, I think it's kind of a shame.
It is, but if she's like, cognizant of what she's doing, and she's well aware of the possible repercussions, then absolutely.
I mean, she's got to have safeguards. But
no, I mean, right. I mean, again, like, you do you. Like, she does her, like, whatever kind of thing. Like, that's her choice. I just think it's a personal shame, though, that people are down to that point where they're like, well, this is what I got to do.
We've been down there. I think we've just been down there.
That's true. That's true. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I've seen you in the corner, Nick, offering $50 for getting $50 for a handy.
Like, that wasn't for higher education, bro. That's just for making memes. You know, you gotta flip that dial how you can.
Well,
that's just for satisfaction. She's making
memes too.
That's just for satisfaction.
Yeah,
and I can't get no satisfaction.
I can't get no
satisfaction.
If you dress up like a clown, you get half off.
Oh. Hey, I just want you to know that. It really makes me hot when you squeak my nose. Could you imagine if, like...
You guys are fucking weird. I never talk about that's fucking weird.
That's why you hang out with us. Fuck you. Could you imagine if we just sat around and just, like, well, let's talk about fern plants for the next 3 hours. Just, like...
It sounds fun.
Fuck you. No, it doesn't.
But what if I...
Now you can see that it is doing photosynthesis right now.
Oh, photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis.
Would you rather headbutt a brick wall? Because it'll be the same feeling.
Exactly.
But see, like, if she's going to do it, like you said, she's not just going to be like, all right, yeah, you can come. She has to have some sort of...
No, she's got a plan, yeah.
Like, she's... Like, this is... She's going to need, like... So she's at least going to need a team of, like, three people just...
I just want someone to buy it and then be like, all right, but I want you to wear this, and mails her a Ronald McDonald outfit.
That reminds me of
you gotta post pics or it didn't happen.
In the digital age, that is life.
It's true.
Rule 34. I had sex.
Pics or it didn't happen.
You're... That reminds me of Patton Oswalt the one time. He was talking about how he was doing a show down south, I believe. And one of the audience members, she ran a whorehouse. Like, but she did it virtually. And it was called Surreptitious Escorts. And she was just like, you know, he was curious. So he asked her how it worked. And she was like, you go to the website, you pick, I'll send her to your room. And, you know, that's how it works. And he was kind of like, he was single at the time. So he was just like, fuck it, let's do it.
right? So she comes to his room, and he didn't have, like, he didn't have anything to eat that day, so he was hungry, and he was just like, hey, like, do you want to go get something to eat? Like, I'll buy, you know, no big deal, because, you mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
She came, and he was just like, she gives me this look like, we're gonna eat, and then you're gonna fuck me. Like, this is how you get off, sir. You just, like, watch. You like watching people eat things, and then, so.
She's like, are you gonna make me buy a hot dog?
Not again.
Ah, those Frankfurters.
He shucks it in a freezer.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh,
whoa. Whoa.
Steve, you are in rare form.
He really is.
Okay, holy shit.
He came on fire.
He came ready to fucking play. Good shit.
He came to burn the place down.
That he did. But,
it's gonna look like that scene from A Christmas Story.
But he was just like, you know what? So he's talking to her. And, of course, she has a fake name, so he's talking to her, and he's just like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then she, like, tells him, like, the real fucked up backstory. He's just like, if you're going to have a fake name, can you, like, at least have a fake fucking backstory? So you're, like, pulling me out
don't
of the
don't give illusion. Me the real thing. You're ruining it. Tell me that you're abroad from France.
Yeah. And then he was just like, you know what? He's like, eventually I kind of thought about it, and I was just like, I'm not going to do this. And I gave her the money, and I was just like, you know, thank you. I had, you know, you were nice, but it's not my thing. And he was just like, she looked confused as fuck. Like, wait, what? You, like...
You don't want to have sex with
yeah,
me?
Yeah, like... And then, like, he sat, like, he was imitating her, like, talking to one of her girlfriends. He was just like, what? So, like, what did you, like, what did he do? Like, you be glad that you fucked the dude that made you put orange slices on your head while he watches Blade Runner, because this guy was weird as shit. He just took me out to lunch and didn't fuck me and then paid me.
Oh, God.
I want you to call me Ralphie.
Wow. So, there was another story.
I don't think Luke can handle me anymore.
I just can't handle anything. I'm just
Luke can't handle life right now.
I'm fucking dead.
There was another story I wanted to bring up. I believe Marcus sent this one as well. He was on a sentence spree here.
I was. I found some gems.
Bored man hacks in a giant billboard so he can watch porn while stuck in traffic.
Sounds fun.
A man has been arrested after hacking into a giant advertising billboard and broadcasting porn to thousands of people in a traffic jam.
That is fucking amazing.
Wow. But you gotta think, how many people were simultaneously jerking off?
He just put a French movie on.
Like, wait. So,
is this a story?
Like,
porn is a story?
Could you imagine, like, saying, how's she gonna pay for that pizza?
I was gonna say that!
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
I was like, God damn!
Sorry to stir.
No, you're good. It's like when you're playing like a fucking wrestling game and they're fucking up your opponents and your friend hits their special move before you can. It just still works. Get the pin. Get the fucking pin. Yeah, but I was just gonna say, like, you know, she's gonna have 39.48 for the fucking pizza. So where is this progressing?
Like, she only has 39.02.
Except she doesn't have a stun gun.
Oh snap!
No one is safe. Callbacks.
Woo! Oh god. So it goes on to say, the 24-year-old IT analyst could face up to 12 years in jail after admitting to the crime at a court in Jakarta, the Indonesian capital. He could go to 12 years in prison for this. Reports suggest motorists were left both shocked and amused after 5 minutes of a Japanese... I think he was shocked and turned on, or horny is more like it. After 5 minutes of a Japanese pornographic film called Watch Tokyo Hot were played.
All right.
Awesome. I mean,
my hero. Billboard man.
He's a forgotten Batman villain with freaking Calendar Man.
No. He's not a villain. He is a hero for us all. Who doesn't want to be sitting there in traffic like, oh my god, this is going to take me so long. Oh, porn.
Speaking of random villain heroes, they brought on Ragman on
Really?
So I was like, what? But they made him different. He doesn't have, like, the, you know how he used to collect souls?
Yeah.
And the souls used to be the rags on
him. I mean, they gotta try to do something different
but
with that.
But now he's just a radiation suit, basically. Like,
I'm sorry, I'm really
sorry. So bitter, yeah, you're really so salty.
Fucking sodium levels are high, goddammit.
Almost as high as when Dante was here.
No sodium level is higher than Dante's. That man, like, takes a salt bath every day.
He's taking his salt tablets.
He's using his salt. He's doing it twice. If you're a dick, he's gonna fuck up your night. Dante is just gonna be salty.
You were rolling for the well until the very end. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Hey, man, the wheels fell out from under it. Because I was stuck in traffic and paying attention to the porn.
I was about to say, how many accidents do you think may have happened because of that, though?
No, everyone was stopped because they're all simultaneously jerking off. Like, so nobody's just like, moving.
You're just driving, you're like, oh, snap.
And then no one
can park!
No one can move their cars afterwards either because all their wheels are stuck to the ground for all the jizz.
All the jizz. Everything.
Do you guys think that might have been like the world record for simultaneous masturbation kind of thing?
Yeah, you think like a month later.
I feel bad for the Guinness person that has to come out and see that. Come out.
Ow! Why is everything covered in tarps?
No, they don't tell them. They don't tell him which one he's going to. Like, oh, I'm just going to like the world's biggest yarn ball. Okay, that sounds good. I guess.
Do you gotta double check and make sure it's all good? Just oh my god! Why?
He shows up. He's like, what? First of all, why is there an open bar here? And secondly, it's been playing nothing but Kesha songs for the last half an hour. What the fuck is going on?
Don't stop making
that. Oh my god.
He just turns his head and he sees just 1,000 people with their pants down.
I know this one gentleman, he does sound for Apple Theater now, but he used to do like freelance shows and stuff like that. I think it was out in Jersey, and they were just doing a couple shows, because you know how they're like, you'll go out, you'll do a show here, a show there, and while you're out in the area. Mm-hmm. And his boss was just like, hey, there's this show that I can't do tomorrow. I will pay you up front, and then I guess he paid him more than what the purse was worth. He's just like, can you just do the show for me tomorrow? I need somebody to do it. You do good work. Can you do this? He's just like, yeah. Turns out it was like a gay underwear party. like a big one, though. Like the fucking, like,
that's
the multi-level clubs where it's just like, thongs over here, man brasiers over there. Like, it was just like a big thing. And he was just like, I didn't even find out until I got there. He paid well, but I was just like, the fuck?
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, okay.
I'm here now. When in Rome.
When in Rome, exactly. It's just like he strips down.
Here's my bottle of wine.
Hey!
I'll get a drink or two. That's what I was going to say. Oh my God. It'd be the same as just like when you're at the bar.
Were you there that night? The fucking one night, poor Sam bought some chick a drink.
Which Sam?
Sam, like,
Hartman.
Yeah, Hartman.
Oh, okay.
He bought this girl a drink and she totally just like ghosted on him within like
right after
getting a drink. Yeah, like right, and it was just
thanks,
like
bye.
Yeah. It was just like foo, like it was like
shit.
Damn,
was like, you got played, dude. We got played hot. He was fucked up and he just would not let it go. He's just like, I'm gonna get my drink back. It was just like
you wouldn't let it go, look that girl with that nice butt.
Oh fucking god.
They should have a shower in the bar. You know how, like, when you get, like, chemicals on you and chemistry class?
You run it off.
Like, the cold shower.
Emergency, yeah.
Cool down.
Cool down.
Cool it now, son.
Let it go.
He said, I'm going to get my drink back. That doesn't
work.
It doesn't work like
how
that.
How is he expect that?
Is she going to pee on
him?
Going up to
yeah,
you.
I'm putting my mouth.
He's like, I'm getting it back one way or another.
He gets her number from her friend, and then he just texts her like, water sports, winky face, like, and you see him, like, sit back, order a drink at the bar, and he just sits there confidently, he's like,
and now we play the waiting game. Like, you know, they don't call me Tidal Wave Sam for nothing.
They don't call him that.
They will.
Hurricane Sam.
Oh, jeez. He's too mild-mannered for that, though.
Is he, though?
Yeah, I mean, he'll break one day and then pull his leg off and smack me with it. Like,
you're an asshole! Boink! Can we please record that? That needs to go onto the YouTube.
Hey, man. Tequila's a hell of a drug.
But, all right, guys. It's getting...
We know.
It's getting dark in here.
Yeah.
It is fall, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Marcus, my old friend.
I can't see Marcus anymore.
You pasty fuckers.
It's all right, Marcus. I see you. You're fine.
I was Tanner when it was sunnier, so...
He was. What happened? Like, in a month, you lost the entire thing. That's kind of creepy.
You did. Fucking lizard.
I got cancer.
Took your skin off.
I'm kidding, guys. I don't have cancer.
No, he's just a lizard person.
He's a lizard man.
Bolt.
I like just come out of the shadows like every couple of days. Like,
so that's what you. I mean, it'd be right because that's what happens when you're not hungover anymore.
Luke doesn't know that feeling.
Lizard man.
Anyway. Fucking asshole just cringed, like, fuck out of here. Making fucking Hannibal Lecter noises at me.
He felt it too.
Anybody else feel the wind just.
He felt what he never wanted to.
Do you sense a stab in some of those?
With father beans and nice chaotic.
Anyway,
sorry. Okay, I'm done. You can find me. That's Marcus. Apparently nobody can fucking see me, so fuck y'all.
So you can't find him.
No, but you can contact me. I'll find you.
Yeah, because that's not fucking weird.
Hey, man. I'm everywhere and nowhere all at the same time.
Are you on an escort website?
Have we not established that backdoor pays bills?
You do you, bro. You do you.
No judgment here.
You have no fucking room.
That's what I said. There's no help for me.
All right.
Just had to throw it in there. Well, dig at Luke before we're done.
I mean, we have to at least fit in one every episode. Even when you're not here.
We've had more than one.
I think last week's episode may have been the first episode where there was not a Luke dig.
I think you should go back and edit one in.
I know. Just be like, oh yeah, in Comic-Con. Just be like, yeah, in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Con was great, and unlike Luke, but...
Oh! It's like, bang. You're just tired of getting shit all over there.
I'm just really fucking tired.
Yeah, we know.
Bang.
GT, get wrecked.
You need another nap from that nap.
You need a nap to nap.
I'm going to go home and go to bed.
Follow me on, the good old Twitter and the good old Instagram, QUEZMAV, and then Snapchat is SIRMAV. Take it away, hungover.
Twitter, Instagram for Luke, HUKE_LOVER, Snapchat HookLover, Tinder, swipe right.
Yeah!
Or left.
Or don't, whatever, I don't care.
Swipe right, bring your friends, we're fun as shit.
I'm only 6'5", and... kind of pretty.
I'm only 5'6", so you can get the best of both worlds.
Exactly. You want to settle in between?
Hey! You know, it's like the fucking Verizon Towers.
Never tag team Tinder like that, but that was dope.
Who's trying to go to France? Take it away, Steve!
I'm Steve. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Nice and awesome.
Well, stop until
short and easy. And
yeah, I am.
Don't talk about Steve like that. Jeez!
He gets half off once he goes.
Hey, you know, you gotta get where you can. You gotta get where you can. And I am Nick. You can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram, all under NLenz42. That's NLENZ42. Do not forget to hit up the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies. Also, keep an eye out on the official Trophy Husbands YouTube, which is Trophy Husbands Podcast. I'm gonna be putting up the video for
that I recorded for Comic-Con. And don't forget to tune in every single Tuesday for a new Trophy Tuesday with a new episode that we'll be bringing to you every single week.
Absolutely.
I believe that's everything. So everyone have a good day, have a good week, have a good life, and we'll catch you next Trophy Tuesday.